Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Auditor Danny Fink about the primary election. This is part one of a two-part interview. For the 2020 primary election in Guthrie County, how did the overall turnout compare to the previous one?
So the overall turnout was quite higher than in years past for a primary election. So I pulled numbers from the 2016 and 2018 years just to kind of do a comparison. So that would compare totals, like from 2016 would be like the same races that showed up that year, like especially supervisors and local races would be the same ones that showed up 4 years. And then also I did 2 years ago just to kind of show a general timeline. So right now, with running the 2016 primary numbers, we had received 45 absentee requests that year. We had received back in 43, and then the total voter turnout for 2016 was 616. So a pretty good low turnout there. And then in 2018, there were 210 absentee ballots requested, and 192 were received back in, with a total voter turnout of 1,242. In 2018, there were three supervisor districts that were contested that year. So Supervisor District 2 had, there were two candidates running on the Republican side, and then the Supervisor District 3 actually had four contestants running on the Republican side for that one, and then they also had a Democratic candidate for that primary. And then in Supervisor District 4, there also was a contested race on that side for the Republicans as well. So there's a little more going on in 2018, so I think that's why we saw a little bit more of a spike then, was just kind of with those numbers. So then moving to 2020, we saw a huge uptick in absentees. So we had 1,687 absentees requested, and as of today, we've received back 1,473. We had counted on Tuesday for absentees. There was 1,372 that had been counted as of Tuesday on Election Day, and then so we've received back in 101 since Tuesday. Not all of those will necessarily be counted because they could have some issues, either like if the affidavit wasn't signed or potentially if some of them were postmarked after June 1st. So we've received that many back in, that doesn't necessarily mean every single one of those will be counted. So our voter totals for the 2020 primary election was 1,776.
Sounds like a big uptick from 2018.
Yes.
Especially interesting, as I don't believe there were any contested races for our local county races.
No, there was not.
And can you say how many registered voters there were for this year?
But our total registered voters for Guthrie County as of today, June 5th, is 7,534.
Generally speaking, do you think the percentage of registered voters who participated has increased over the last three primaries?
I would say yes, definitely, just by looking at the numbers. I think this year the big difference was the fact that those absentee ballot request forms were mailed to every active registered voter household. I think that's what made the difference, because in past years, even when there have been contested races, I mean, in 2 years ago in 2018, those local races were, especially Supervisor District 3, was highly contested with having four candidates. I think this just kind of shows that, you know, if people have it kind of at their fingertips, you know, it automatically ended up in their mailboxes. And so they just filled it out and sent it in. And I think, you know, it was just kind of, it was easy. Because typically, you know, the state isn't allowed to actually, on a regular basis, in a normal year, they can't do a mailing like that. Because of the COVID-19 and the situation that everybody was in, the state allowed, you know, that to be done. And there was, you know, federal money that was received in order to make sure that, you know, voters still turned out. So I think in past years, a voter would have to contact, either go online and download the form and print it and fill it out and mail it in, or, you know, contact our office to have us mail them the request form and they mail it back and then we mail them the ballot, or come into the office. I think sometimes it's just something that it's not readily in someone's mind. You know, like it's kind of like you think, oh, yeah, I need to vote. I'll go out on election day, you know, and do it. Or I think a lot of people don't really realize that absentee is an option because it's just not something that you really think about. So I think with the huge uptick, I honestly think it was just that the ease of that mailing going out and them seeing it and being like, okay, I'm just going to fill it out and send it in and I'm going to vote and I'll be done.
So how do you think the Guthrie County Courthouse being closed to the public affected in-person absentee turnout?
I do think that in-person absentee turnout was definitely lower than it normally is. I personally have only gone through one primary election with Guthrie County, and that was in 2018. So I know that in obviously that year we had 210 ballots requested, and you know that's total between mail and in-person. What I've kind of compared off of is I remember, so we always have to be open the Saturday before a primary for 8 hours to allow voters to vote in person that day. So I remember when I worked that 2 years ago, and I think we had, you know, only maybe a couple people come in. I remember it was a really slow, long day because nobody, you know, really utilized that. I don't have an exact figure, but I know that it was definitely less than 5. And then this year, I was here from 8 to 4 last Saturday, and nobody came. So I think that it definitely hindered people coming in. We, you know, set up the west entrance and we put a doorbell in just so that, you know, people could get a hold of us if, you know, so then we didn't have to have somebody sit down there all day in the chances that nobody show up. So that was helpful, but I would say that doorbell probably rang more for people wanting to go to the treasurer's office than them wanting to vote.
Can you ballpark how many fewer poll workers you had to use then?
Yeah, so typically we have about 40 poll workers in a normal, you know, all the precincts are open election. This time we only had 12. And then we had 3 for absentees, so, you know, so 15 total. But yeah, typically we're at 40, you know, because so by law we have to have 3. And then we always try and do, you know, more than that. I would say, you know, I typically try to schedule closer towards 5, depending on the precinct. But I think on average I do 4. So it just works out better to have, you know, more people that can help out. They can switch duties and things like that. But, yeah, we did see quite a lower number of using the poll workers this time.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Auditor Danny Fink about the primary election. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.